Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, there are a lot of very familiar names in the Napa Valley. And then there's some that should be a lot more familiar. And you have come across one that I think I have a lot of respect for. It's called Hendry Family Wines. And they've been around for a long time.
They've been around for a very long time indeed. It's about 80 years in Napa Valley growing wine grapes. I did a show several weeks ago, and I had one of their Zinfandels in it, and I really liked it. And that was when I found out that they'd been around for 80 years. So I thought to myself, I got to look into this a little more deeply. So I did. They're located right at the foot of Mount Veeder in Napa, and they produce over 10 varietals with 114 acres under vine. All the wines are estate bottled. They purchase no grapes. And they really try to focus on showcasing the characteristics of their location. Anyway, this is just a property that I'm glad that I've taken an opportunity to go back and look a little more deeply. Many Napa wines have gotten, I think, extremely expensive in the last few years. And I believe much of that is driven by the cost of acquiring the land. You know, many newer, I put that in quotes, producers, say the last 30 years or so, they've had to spend enormous sums for the land, which ultimately has to flow through to the price of the final product. So a rare property like Hendry, who has owned their own land for over 80 years, has much more flexibility from the economic standpoint. And it shows in the wines, which present, I believe, overall very good values for Napa estate bottled wines. The first I tried was the 2018 Hendry HRW Pinot Noir. HRW is sort of a second label for them, so it's not quite their full-blown estate, but these are wines that they think are good, but maybe not quite first cut. This is an entry-level Pinot Noir, and it's remarkably complex for its $19.99 price point. The nose features red fruit, spice, a subtle earthiness yielding to a solid, rounded palate, in a decently long finish. If I wanted to get a good, solid, everyday Pinot Noir, this could fill that bill. So I like that one a lot. Next was the Hendry HRW 2018 Cabernet. This is pretty classic Napa Cabernet. Deep garnet to ruby color, inky, almost opaque, aromas of cassis and subtle spice followed by black currant, cherry, and cocoa. Just, you know, like I said, it's textbook. The finish is long and slightly dusty, showcasing some assertive but not over the top tannins. And at $29.99 for Napa Estate Cabernet of this quality, it's a fair value.
Yeah.
Lastly, I tried the Hendry Unoaked Napa Chardonnay, 2019 vintage, pale straw in color. The wine is fresh and bright with aromas of green apple and a lovely toastiness. The wine receives no malolactic fermentation, which retains the bright acidity of the fruit, which lingers in a long, satisfying finish. I wish more California Chardonnay producers avoided malolactic. I think it tends to make the wines lose some of their brightness, and I think Chardonnay consumers would definitely benefit. This is $27.99. It's for Napa Estate Chardonnay, and it's also a pretty good value. But my wine value of the week, though, is the Hendry HRW Pinot Noir 2018. It's a real pleasure actually finding a good everyday Pinot Noir.
Dude, these sound really delicious. I think we'll put them on the website, let people look it up and have a whack at these. They sound like good deals. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.